I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, there's a lot of things that aren't easy to fix around here when it comes to what's in front of Nick Caserio, but there's one thing he's got to fix, and if he doesn't, then he's going to lose a supporter, quite honestly. Just like the old man will go up to the manager and say, you just lost a customer, or Bill in Friendswood will get upset and say, you just lost a listener. You're going to lose a supporter, Nick, if you don't fix this, because this is an easy, easy fix. I'll tell you what it is in a sec. Before that, though, there's a few myths being squashed by teams that are participating this weekend that I think are mindsets of the recent past and maybe the future that concern me about the Houston Texans if the goal is to maximize on-field production and compete to go to a Super Bowl like these teams are doing.
Number one,
it all starts with the offensive line. My God, Bill O'Brien invested more into the offensive line than I can remember. Laremy Tunsil, two firsts and a second. What an idiotic trade that was. Max Sharping, second rounder. Meh. Titus Howard, first round. We'll see. He's a better tweeter than he is offensive lineman. Right? Oh, he's a volume tweeter. I don't want to call him a good tweeter, but he likes to tweet a lot. It doesn't start with the offensive line. It starts with the damn quarterback. Deshaun Watson was the lipstick on the pig for the Texans for many years. You won 11 games with a crappy offensive line before you made those investments. You won 10, and then you won a divisional round game against the Buffalo Bills because Deshaun saved your butt. That wasn't about the offensive line. The offensive line didn't instill their will against Buffalo. Deshaun Watson saved your butt, just like Andrew Luck did early in his career when he was basically spitting blood at halftime. He saved your butt. So this, you got to invest in the offensive line. It all starts with the offensive line. I'm not saying you ignore it, but it is a myth. See the Cincinnati Bengals, who got sacked 9 times, but because Joey Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, who they decided to select over the top left tackle in the previous draft, because they were able to make plays and because they were able to overcome the flaws of the offensive line, they're playing in a game that the Texans have never played in their entire history. So myth number one, don't give me this, it starts with the offensive line. Yes, you want guys who can block, but the quarterback is the lipstick on the pig of mistakes and shortcomings of rosters and football teams.
Numero dos.
Number two, right kind of guy bullcrap. And I'm not sitting here saying that you need to welcome Jeffrey Dahmer and O.J. Simpson to NRG. Hell, I'm not sitting here saying that you shouldn't have some sort of standards and you shouldn't look into things. But you should be willing to give young men a second chance.
He's a great teammate.
A lot of guys make mistakes when they're young men. They get the world thrown at them in college. A lot of times they make mistakes that are unforgivable. But these are football players. These are people. If you pride yourself on culture and you surround guys with question marks with the right people, they thrive and they take your team to where we're going to see on Sunday and what we're going to see on Sunday. I'm talking about Jeffrey Simmons of the Tennessee Titans. Had moderate character concerns coming out of Mississippi State. Also had the injury concerns. He's not the reason Tennessee isn't advancing. He had 3 sacks. Jeffrey Simmons, one of the best players in the league right now. I'm talking about Tyreek Hill, 5th round pick. Oklahoma State had to go the JUCO route. Look, you can say what you want about Tyreek Hill. You surround him with the right type of people, or you're willing to endure whatever backlash there is. Chiefs don't win that game on Sunday without Tyreek Hill. I'm talking about Joe Mixon, running back for the Cincinnati Bengals. Only touchdown the Bengals scored on Saturday was Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon had his altercation. I'm not condoning it. All I'm saying is young men make mistakes. You give them a second chance. You give them some love. You give them some support. I think Marvin Lewis was the guy who originally looked out for him. You can get the most of these guys, and I think a second chance is something that is just as motivational as just abandoning a young man when he makes a mistake. So myth number one, it all starts with the offensive line. Myth number two, the right kind of guy stuff. You can develop the right kind of guys, especially if you're going to pride yourself on culture. What kind of culture are you creating if everybody that comes into it has to be a finished product? That's not a culture. That's not a culture. That is not what second chances are about, and that's not what a culture is about. Culture is supposed to bring out the best in people. So I think you can look at these teams that are playing on Sunday and one that isn't, not because of the guy, and that's something that I think needs to be squashed as well.
I agree. I think there are different kind of things to look at here. With the culture thing, I think it's important to note you have to have a culture that can absorb guys like this and help them develop into something that they weren't before, or at least manage their personalities. You still need a culture, but you need an organization whose culture can absorb and help these guys and help them fit in. Like to have a culture like, we would never touch these guys, that's not a winning NFL culture. It's a culture, but it's one that actually limits you. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
There are some things about the Patriot way that I think are copied that I don't think work out well. But if there's anything that's going to be copied from New England here, I would love for it to be willing to bring in guys into your culture and surround them in the right environment. Nick Caserio was in New England when they brought in Antonio Brown. It didn't work out, but they were willing to make they were willing right. to take the risk. They were willing to bring in Albert Haynesworth. There were questions about Corey Dillon. They were willing to bring him in. Hell, Jack Easterby, one of his tasks was basically following Josh Gordon around and making sure he didn't puff on the Marahucci.
Right.
He was warming up with him before games. So of all the things you're going to copy from New England, I would love to see some of these guys brought in, and maybe that would be the best representation of culture. Number three, and this is the easiest fix and the most important.
Numero tres.
Whatever the bleep their running back philosophy is here and has been, get rid of that. It's a joke. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and tell you how to hire a coach. I'm not going to sit here and tell you how to run an offense. Whatever the hell you guys are doing at running back is an absolute joke. Okay?
Hey, it's David Johnson from the Houston Texans here with my good friend Toro.
The Texans had three guys on their roster at the running back position that were over the age of 30 this year. Of all the players, all the running backs on rosters, I'm counting every single running back that is on a roster this weekend. There are 16 of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's not one 30-year-old. Not one. Zero. There are 16 running backs on rosters, and not one of them is 30. The oldest one is Jerick McKinnon with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's 29 years old. They've also invested in running backs. They don't take scraps. They don't take Rex Burkhead after a torn Achilles, who was a third-string running back at best. They don't bring in Mark Ingram with 11 years of experience. Hell, you want to talk about 11 years of experience? Every running back, I'm even counting Deebo Samuel. Every running back on the San Francisco roster has 11 years of experience. That's as many as Mark Ingram has alone.
The other part of that is, it's actually a part of that, is the whole plug-and-play philosophy at running back. If you know that you can find a running back in the third round. We've talked about that in the past, but I think it's being illustrated right now. You got to have running backs that can actually play at the highest level.
Let me just lay this out for you, man. There are different forms of finding a running back, but you got to put some damn effort into it.
Right.
You don't just bring in Burkhead, Ingram, David Johnson. Look, Joe Mixon, second round pick out of Oklahoma, fifth year in the league. Samaje Perine, fifth year, fourth round pick. Chris Evans, he's a rookie. They took him in the sixth. Travion Williams out of Texas A&M, third year. He was a sixth-round pick. Let's go to Kansas City. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he was a first-round pick 2 years ago. Jerick McKinnon, they took him from San Francisco. He's 29 years old. Darrell Williams is in his fourth year. They have another rookie in Derek Gore. Los Angeles Rams, they traded a fifth and a sixth for Sony Michel. He's in his fourth year. He was a first-round pick. Cam Akers, second year, second round. They got some special teams guys that are young guys. We won't count them. Deebo Samuel, third year, he's a second-round pick. Elijah Mitchell, he's a rookie, he's a sixth-round pick. Jamichael Hasty, he's in his second season. Jeff Wilson, he's in his fourth season. Trey Sermon didn't even play this year. He was a third-round pick the previous year. Does Kyle Shanahan know what the F he's doing when it comes to running the ball? You sit there and tell me you want to run the ball. Bullcrap. You don't want to run the ball when you have David Johnson and Mark Ingram here. Kyle Shanahan wants to run the ball. You know why I believe Kyle Shanahan wants to run the ball?
He's got him.
Because he has Deebo Samuel, who he plays at running back, who he drafted in the second round. He has Elijah Mitchell, who he drafted in the sixth. He has Jamichael Hasty in his second season. And he drafted Trey Sermon in the third round this year out of Ohio State. So don't tell me you want to run the ball. If you want to run the ball, do something about this damn running back thing. There's a lot of things that aren't going to be easy to fix. Fix this, Nick. It ain't hard. Fix it. Going to the retirement home for running backs.
Well, and
makes
that,
me sick.
And that's more than a one-year project as well. But you just illustrated it.
I think you can do this immediately.
You can get one.
I think you can get multiples. You can handle this right now. San Francisco drafted Sermon and Mitchell. Sermon got hurt. They would have immediately fixed this. You can fix this right now. You just have to pay attention.
Offensive line, running back, and getting the right kind of guys. That last one to me really stands out. When you talk about culture, you got to build a culture that can actually help these guys. And if you don't, then you Antonio Brown them.
What's the point of Jack Easterby and Nick Caserio being here? If you're going to bring something from New England, bring me that mindset where you're willing to roll the dice on guys. And my God, fix the running back position. It's not difficult, okay? Stay below 30, invest something in it, okay? Not a good start so far with Rex Burkhead. If he wants to be the third or fourth, that's fine, but you got to do better than that. And I damn sure better not hear about David Johnson coming back. John McClain is back, courtesy of Horn Solutions. He's looking sharp. He's looking so sassy. And I can't wait to talk to him. John McClain in the building next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.